Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari came to power over a year ago, promising to stamp out the corruption and mismanagement that was seeing Nigeria's economic sectors underperform. This included the oil industry, where a promised overhaul of the state-owned Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation has scared away investors. Oil accounts for around 80% of government income, and the plummeting global oil prices have left the country with a $10 billion black hole in this year's budget. To help plug that gap, Buhari has just secured a $6 billion loan from China. And I asked Professor Ndubuisi Nwokoma, the head of economics at the University of Lagos, whether he thinks the president has got a good deal.
I think Buhari is trying all options he considers viable to get the Nigerian economy moving. The loan deal is neither here nor there, in my opinion, in terms of being able to get the Nigerian economy going. Because there are so many claims by the government of looted funds that have been recovered.
Do you think those funds said to be reclaimed through the crackdowns on corruption and money laundering will be enough to balance the country's books?
Yes, the government claims to have recovered lots of looted funds from the past Minister of Petroleum. Some money has been returned by many people who supposedly looted the treasury. And about $200 billion or so from Dubai. So when we hear of these claims of recovered money, many Nigerians have wondered, why do we need to get the loan? Why do we need to go to China? If the loan can deliver infrastructure, that would be a good thing. If it can deliver infrastructure for the government, that would be a good thing. But we wonder whether it can. And the conditions, in my opinion, may not be very, very favorable to a third world country, because nothing goes for nothing. China is not Father Christmas. I'll just give you all this is for nothing. So these are the issues I think people are actually worried about.
John Ashbourne, an Africa specialist at Capital Economics, thinks the sums don't add up.
Well, certainly the attempts to reduce corruption in the government are very welcome. But I don't think that these will be on the scale that's really necessary when you look at rebalancing the economy. So Nigeria's exports are over 95% oil. The price of oil fell from over $100 to then around 30. So, I mean, you'd have to see a huge inflow of capital in order to make these things balance. Realistically, Nigeria needs to produce more at home. It needs to have industries other than the oil sector, which are exporting, and potentially become more self-sufficient in some of these things. And reducing corruption might make those goals easier, and they might help things. And obviously, politically, dealing with corruption is very, very positive. But it's very difficult for me to imagine that the amounts of money that you would actually save from this would be enough to sort of structurally change the economy.
Do you think the deals Buhari has secured in Beijing are enough to turn the tide on Nigeria's faltering economy?
So I think that the impact of the deals has probably been oversold in most of the reporting about it. It's welcome that they'll get this new $6 billion in infrastructure aid, and the currency swap might be helpful to some extent, but this isn't really going to change the situation in Nigeria significantly, and we don't have a lot of details as yet as to what it will practically mean. So the currency swap, for example, we don't have a concrete number on how much that will be in terms of quantity, and the infrastructure loans, as yet, we don't know what projects those will actually go to. So more cooperation between China and Nigeria is probably positive, but it's unlikely that this deal really signifies a significant improvement in the relationship or any real change to Nigeria's pretty dismal economic situation.
And given the fact that the Nigerian government have been banning imports of goods and speaking of the damage Chinese goods are doing to their own manufacturing industries, what do you think about the timing of these agreements?
Well, it's a very awkward pairing, to be honest, because on the one hand, you've seen attempts by the Nigerian government to really depress imports from everywhere, and particularly from China. Nigeria gets about a fifth of its imports from the PRC. And then the Nigerian government goes to China, cap in hand, to ask for money to help improve the economy, and in some cases explicitly asks for investment that will help build manufacturing capacity in Nigeria to make the country less dependent on Chinese imports. And it's strange to think of the Chinese government funding something like that. They might both be in some ways sensible policies, but it's odd to have them both happen at the same time and both be paid for by a foreign power.
What would you prefer the Nigerian government do in this situation?
We would hope to see that the Nigerian government would eventually reduce the degree to which it's relying on depressing imports to rebalance the economy. That isn't a very positive strategy at all. And if anything, this deal makes that very complicated because establishing a foreign exchange swap makes it easier for Nigerian traders to access the Chinese currency to buy, obviously, Chinese goods. And so to sign a currency swap that will ease trade while at the same time trying to depress demand for Chinese goods in Nigeria is just very, very confusing and probably not very effective.
But Koba Starr from NKC African Economics says Nigeria's options are very limited.
Look, if you consider that the country is experiencing a massive shock, it's difficult. If you don't want to devalue the currency, then you need to find ways to support growth. And assuming that they are going to stick to their guns and keep the Naira artificially stable at 199 per dollar, they should have gone searching for help. Why they decided to go to China is also still relatively uncertain, because in the past, foreign investors originated more from the Western world. So while they've shifted to China, there might be an underlying agenda here. There might be a shift in them trying to get China more involved in the domestic economy.
Where would you prefer to see Nigeria look for help instead?
We prefer the IMF get involved because then they would push for Naira devaluation. I stand to be corrected, but I don't think they've actually approached the IMF as yet. I think they had that talks with the IMF at the start of the year when Christine Lagarde visited Nigeria. And then she quite aggressively called for a Naira devaluation. And I don't think there's been a lot of talk since then, because shortly after, President Buhari came out saying that he's still firmly against devaluing the currency. And I think that's where relationship kind of fell apart.
Christina Katsuri from London-based think tank Chatham House explains just how rare this deal between the two states is.
Nigeria's had a very different relationship with China compared with Angola. In Angola, you know, there have been vast loans to the government, and Angola has committed quite a lot of its crude to repay those loans. With Nigeria, it's very different. This is the first big loan, and the first question to me is, what are the terms? We don't know yet. How can Nigeria repay China? Is it going to repay in crude? If so, Nigeria would struggle. It only has a few hundred thousand barrels to play with. In the past, under the Obasanjo government, there was a big set of deals offering China oil blocks in exchange for infrastructure, and none of those deals actually materialized. They were too chaotic, and I got the sense that the Chinese were quite confused by the way the Nigerian system and patronage system and government system operated. They found Angola much clearer to understand.
And why do you think that is?
I think that, you know, the Angolan system, because the government's been in power for a long time, it's easier to read and the relationships were more stable. With Nigeria, in the past, there was constant turnover of different people getting involved in things and changing the terms.
So if, as you say, this is the first such deal of its kind, do you think this could be a marked change in the relationship between the two countries?
Yeah, it could change things, but the devil will be in the detail. We've got to find out, you know, how are these loans going to be extended? You know, are they going to do classic infrastructure for oil, or is it going to be different? Certainly, the Buhari government is a clearer entity to deal with. It's easier to understand, but we don't know really how it's going to work out.
Though we may soon be seeing more details about the loan agreement itself